Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and dias featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody! Yeah!
Now, all right. Well, as usual, we have a great show for you today. We're serving up a piping hot dish of entertainment, celebrity news. But before we get to any of that, we got to say what's up to our family out there on the East Coast in Atlanta. What's up, everybody?
What up,
y'all? What's up, Heidi? Heidi?
All right. Still my favorite, Brad. Yeah, now, Portia's still out. She's got some mommy duties. But, of course, Eva Marcille's sitting in. We love when you're here, Eva.
I thank you.
And a question. How would you guys react if the Kardashian clan and Kanye West pulled up to your celebrity tour bus? We got that story that's kind of cool. And I also heard that Megan Good and Michael Ealy stopped by the studio there in Atlanta to talk about their new movie, The Intruder. So we're going to have that for you as well. But first, Brad, what kind of juicy thing you got going on?
All right, honey. Money, 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 money. Now, let me tell y'all, honey, these actors are out here getting to the bag. You hear me? They making money moves. Can I still say, oh, Well, y'all, Variety Magazine just released the salaries for some of our favorite actors. And when I say they rolling in dough, I ain't talking about Pillsbury. Oh. I mean it, okay? So, look, y'all, Ryan Reynolds is making $27 million for his new Netflix film, Six Underground.
Is that all?
That's all. Wait a minute. Wait. And my boo. Hey, boo. Dwayne Rock Johnson is pulling in $20 million for the new Fast and Furious. Ooh. And Will Smith is bringing home $17 million for Bad Boys. Oh, and let's not leave out the ladies, because Emily Blunt is going to cash a check for about $13 million for the horror movie A Quiet Place 2.
Now, hang on a second. Now, I'm going... Emily, so in the Quiet Place, she doesn't even have lines. Correct?
Yes, it's about it's a horror film where if you make
a noise, sign language?
You'd probably be killed.
Well, y'all, speaking of Ryan Reynolds, Netflix is giving out the biggest checks because they don't have to offer any profit to the sharing studios like everybody else does.
Oh. So get yourself a Netflix movie instead of a feature film.
Hell yeah. Well, you have to get a series and you don't have to worry about no back end money. You get it all up front.
And you need a dope agent. Like, I mean, $10 million is nothing to sneeze at. I'd do anything for $10 million.
Not anything, crack.
Oh,
not
really?
If I could not talk for 2 seconds and get $10 million, I'd become a deaf mute. I'd really be so deaf. I'd be like...
So, imagine being on one of those Hollywood tour buses. You know, you've seen them where the vans, they're kind of convertibles, the tops are cut off, and they drive you around to celebrity homes and, you know, hot spots.
Yes, all the time out here in L.A.
All right, so, yeah, can you imagine being in one of those, and then the Kardashian West clan pulls up right next to you and rolls down the windows and like, hey! That's what happened. Take a look.
Stop it. Oh, yes, keep going.
It's all downhill from here. Tour's
tour's over.
That's so funny. All right, so you got Kanye, Kim, and Chris, and Kendall was actually taking the video footage
Kendall
from inside the car. But yeah, can you imagine?
I love what Kanye says. He goes, "Oh, y'all, the tour's over. It's all downhill from there."
Because why was Kim Kardashian acting like she was scared? Keep driving.
Yeah,
like they're in the hills. That's not the hood.
But that was arrogant of Kanye. Tour is over. Like he was the tour. They weren't the tour. People was touring.
Oh yes, he was. Think about it. You pay $20 to get on a bus to go to the place is where these famous people go. And you pull up next to Kanye, Kim, Kendall, and Chris.
It's
the tour's over.
It's the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of the tour.
Definitely over.
Kim and Kanye are my neighbors. And
everyone's your neighbor, Frank.
What?
I live in a very affluent town. But yeah, I never see those Hollywood buses driving around where I live. And there's a lot of celebrities out there. I mean, Justin Bieber used to live out there. And obviously the Kardashians, Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, Heather Locklear.
The bus ain't spending that much gas to drive out to Calabasas.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's
Topanga
what I'm
Canyon Mall. Stop.
So what are they doing? Are they out there searching for the tour bus? I think that they're searching for
Frank, I thought that too because
this is thirst trapping.
You see you
Now this next story is a little bit messed up. Now Adam Moonves, the son of former CBS head honcho Les Moonves, is bringing more bad publicity to his dad. So Adam has an 11-month-old baby by the name of Ari with a woman named Gina DeMasi in New York City. But unfortunately, Gina and baby girl Ari are allegedly living in a roach-infested 500-square-foot apartment while Adam continues to live the lifestyle of the rich and famous.
Well, he looks like a wildling from Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. He doesn't look like he's living that lifestyle at all.
Anyway, so Adam now pays $2,500 a month in voluntary child support, but his attorneys are claiming that he can't pay more because he doesn't work.
Why is she living in a roach-infested apartment? And if he's paying $2,500,
it's in New York City.
In New York, that's what that gets you.
Yeah, but she needs to move then, honey. I mean, it's not Adam's fault.
Right.
It's not Adam the daddy's fault.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, people are saying, oh, how come Les Moonves is letting this happen? But at the end of the day, it's your kid's kid.
That's not your kid. Child.
Yeah, but we got to remember, though, that man lost his job, too. He don't have a job anymore.
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, those unemployment checks are going to run out one day.
Yeah, so he ain't got no money. I mean,
and he lost his job because of what? Accusations of sexual misconduct? So you can't really give a woman who's in the hospitality business money every month.
Looks a little suspect.
And it's not like what it looks like. It's for my grandbaby.
All right, so moving on. Of course, everyone right now has Game of Thrones fever after this weekend's epic episode. But one question that the cast of the show has probably never been asked is, what does your character smell like? Yeah, so recently Jon Snow, a.k.a. Kit Harington, was asked this very question while on a promo run as a spokesman from Dolce & Gabbana's cologne, The One for Men. And he said this, blood. Let's face it, probably B.O. and wet dog. Because of the pelts and the stuff that he wears, it's not a pleasant smell.
He should have said Dolce & Gabbana. Come on.
He's a spokesman for that cologne.
But does he look like he smells like Dolce & Gabbana?
No, he looks like a whole snack. Oh, my God. Jon Snow is so delicious.
He looks good.
Come on, Eva. I know you're a huge fan. You've never watched Game of Thrones and wondered exactly what that place smells like. I mean, it's
got to when they have, like, the hoes or whores, they might call them back there, the harlots.
Because, like,
and they're having sex. I'm like,
the sex part is one thing, but I'm supposing that certain sex acts weren't performed back then.
It doesn't seem like armor would breathe.
It's
like,
right.
Like, did you really want it after the chastity belts removed? Probably not, right?
Just like,
Who is the finest, I mean, as far as smelling, celebrity that you've been in contact with? Like, you met them, and you're like, damn, that person smells good.
Now, I wanted to say that Biggie smelled good. To be a big man, he always smelled delicious.
He smelled like newborn baby.
I'm just talking about you.
So, switching gears now, everybody's probably heard about the passing of John Singleton at just 51 years old. And he was a director that brought us many iconic images of African-American life through his films like Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, and Baby Boy, just to name a few. Fans and celebrities have been talking about how much he meant to them and also to all of us. I mean, what are y'all like? Yeah, what are some of y'all takeaways from some of his movies?
He was just unapologetically black. You know, he was one of those people that brought our culture and our heritage to the screen without watering it down at all.
He stayed consistent throughout his career, like even up till now, like with his show Snowfall.
That,
like, you know, they get ready to pop off season 3.
And The People versus O.J. Simpson. Netflix. I mean, he executive produced so many things.
Amazing.
He directed.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, He took you there.
And he took chances with actors and then entertainers in the music world for our culture at the same time, because a lot of people weren't letting us in, and that was like the birth of Ice Cube, and then he did Players Club, and now Ice Cube is directing movies and all kind of stuff.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Chestnut, Cuba Gooding Jr., all those people, like, he gave them a chance.
He has one of those ways of making you feel special, and even though, like, he's the big star in the room, and you're like, oh, my God, it's John Singleton, he makes you feel special, and so many celebrities responded and said, yes, he had that quality that made you feel like you were somebody, even though he was the man. Oh, like, he's just, he was an epic man.
Yo, man, so from beginning to end, you was an amazing filmmaker, and your talents will be greatly missed. Rest in peace to John Singleton. One more applause for you, man. Keep shining. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of the employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. We begin to dish. Steady. Steady dishing all night long.
We begin to dish.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez has been interviewed probably 1,000 times by the media throughout her career, right? But recently, she faced her toughest interview ever. She was grilled by her 11-year-old twins, Max and Emmy, on her YouTube channel. And they asked her the one question all kids want to ask their parents. Take a look.
Here's what I'm finding out. You guys are not really interested in my answers. You're more interested in your questions.
No, we're interested in the answers.
Okay, go. Yeah.
No.
Am I your favorite?
Yes.
What?
I told her not to ask that.
I don't have a favorite. I don't believe in favorites.
I can never think of one of you more than the other. I don't understand that. I just don't. I love you both so much.
That was an awkward out of the blue dab, right?
Well, I don't like the idea Jennifer Lopez told her kids that she doesn't have any favorites.
I think you have a favorite. My mom, I feel like my mom had a favorite. I feel like she loved all her kids.
Yeah. She couldn't tell y'all that, though.
But one of my brothers, we call him the golden child. To this day, all of the rest of my brothers and I believe that he's the favorite.
Now, did you take it out on him because he was the favorite?
No, he was very swole, so we didn't really have that option. And I know you the favorite, Brett.
You're the only child.
Exactly.
I am my mother's only child.
I heard a parent say one time the kids are like pancakes. You burn the first one, and then the second one is the one that you finally get it right on.
I will usually throw away the burnt one, so I hope not.
Well, listen up, Gary, because actress Rosario Dawson has a life hack that she says helps her stay healthy, and guess what it is?
What?
It's clay.
Huh?
But she doesn't put it on her face. Now, Rosario said this. I've been starting to drink clay lately. It is really good, fine, food-grade clay that helps to clean out your system and rid you of parasites.
Ooh.
I'm very natural about stuff, so it's clays and vitamins in my skincare, too.
But all I can think about is the clay that we had as a kid, and we smack it down.
Play-Doh.
Eating it, wouldn't it just build up and
if you talk about construction clay, like you try to make a volcano for, like, a glass project.
Play-Doh.
That's one kind of clay. But, like, they're, like, real fine, like, you know, like, the type of clay you put on your face.
And
I can
heard
do
of that.
It on the face.
I can put it all over the body.
Ingesting it and eating it is a different story.
Yeah, these people just get to be
ridiculous.
I just
can't see that. Like, it's almost
money.
Like they doing any and everything.
Actually,
like,
dating a man.
Why can't
money?
You just get all the minerals that are listed? Why do you have to eat clay?
That's like that stuff that you drink when you're about to go
through surgery.
You need some Dukalax.
Dukalax. Dukalax or whatever it's called.
That's Dukalax. It's like a barium. So it's maybe that clay is like a barium.
Well, doing a little bit of research, this stuff is called, she's probably drinking bentonite clay, which has a range of nutrients in it. It's like calcium, magnesium, silica, sodium, copper, iron, and potassium. You can ingest it in drink form, or you can eat it, like, straight up.
Do you buy it in the store?
You got to go to the Beyond section of Bed Bath & Beyond, I think.
Yeah, because after this clay, she's going to be drinking propofol. Y'all know what time it is?
got the speaker that fits into the palm of your hand but does not shortchange you on the sound. It's the Zumi Mini Waterproof Magnetic Bluetooth Speaker Dock, and it's the brand's smallest speaker to date, but it packs powerful stereo sound and range, so you never have to compromise sound because of the compact size.
Ooh, Brad, now this is cute, baby. Now, can I bring this in the bathroom with me as I soak in a hot, lovely bath?
I guess, Gary, you sure can.
That's too much visual, Gary.
Okay, too much visuals. Anyway, these speakers aren't only waterproof, but they're also wireless, so they can easily be taken anywhere to keep the sounds playing, baby. And it comes with a zero magnetic dock for zero effort charging.
All right, Brad, I need one of these. How much is it?
This awesome Bluetooth speaker dock normally costs $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
Oh, that's good.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right. Well, up next, Megan Good and Michael Ealy stop by to talk to us about their new movie, The Intruder. So guess what? Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What up, y'all, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Dish Nation, the two of the stars of a brand new movie, The Intruder, which is in theaters on May 3rd. Make some noise for Michael Ealy and Megan Good. Now, the movie's called The Intruder. And, like, you know, you guys being from Hollywood, right, or being based, like, you know, in that area, like, you know, there's been a lot of break-ins over the last few years. Intruders, yeah. LL Cool J had to put his paws on not too long ago. Have y'all ever had a situation where y'all had to deal with somebody that was in your crib?
Thank God I have not. It's one of the most terrifying things about the film. I personally don't ever want to experience that, but I think that's also why the movie works. It's because it's grounded in reality. There's no bulletproof suits. There's no superpowers. This is something that could happen to each and every one of us.
And the crazy thing, like, when you look at, like, you know, how, like, so many, you know, like, you know, of us African-Americans are getting into the world of home ownership, this movie actually, like, slightly scares you a little bit to the point it's like, yeah, maybe I should keep it in an apartment for a minute.
Basically, it's funny because we had heard that Dennis had just sold his house, and we were like, well, glad he sold it before the movie came out. Because otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to sell it.
Dennis Quaid really went into psycho mode.
He's so good in this movie. And I always say that, you know, the best movies always have great villains. And this movie will, in my opinion, always be a classic because Dennis gives, like, that great villainous performance. Like, you hate him.
Yeah.
Especially after, you know, the scene with you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Now, which scene was that with her? Because I saw the movie last night. Now, I mean, it was, I mean, Megan, the character and the way you played it, I'm like, she didn't really live out of the African scene, and you are just a whole new thing. So, baby, I was like, me and my friend, like, wait, Megan is really being a white woman in this movie, honey. Your husband told you, don't open the door, don't talk to him.
She was wild naive.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, and Michael, your character, I mean, it was really a good movie.
Thank you.
Those love scenes.
Uh-oh.
What do these spouses think? And I'm like, okay. I could not handle it because I know how things happen in Hollywood.
Right.
So now, Megan, how does the good reverend, I mean,
that was not the good reverend. Good reverend doctor.
Did he pray with y'all before the scene? Just to make
sense. Did he pray with us? A mess. You know what's crazy is when you're working with somebody else that's married and someone you have mutual respect and mutual love, it actually makes it easier.
Yeah.
Like, we were clowning the whole time in between scenes, cracking jokes. And the thing is like, Devon and Michael are, like, very cool, and it's just, it's a positive experience. And
at the same time, I think this was, like, your first
love scene.
First love scene.
Yeah.
Really? So, what?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's what he said. He was like,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, never?
I was like, no, think about it. In every movie I've done, literally, it's like the camera cuts right before the love scene.
Oh,
so
God.
He gets mad when I say this. I was like, I feel like a 10-year-old because I couldn't stop laughing.
Don't say that.
I was turning bright red, sorry.
Don't say that before a sex scene. You can't say you feel 10 years old for a sex scene. It's awkward.
Now, R. Kelly, that would turn him on.
Me too.
Darius Stark.
Hey, yo, thank y'all so much for coming through. The movie is called The Intruder. It's in theaters on May 3rd. One time, y'all. Megan Good and Michael Ealy. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Man, talk about
foolish. A fan claimed that actor Jason Statham conned her out of thousands of dollars. Mm. But get this, it wasn't the real Jason Statham. It was somebody posing as him.
What?
Okay, so the unidentified woman thought the transporter star himself had contacted her directly while she was on a Facebook fan page. She told reporters the imposter started sending her messages on her app saying he was falling in love with her and then came up with a sob story of needing money due to financial difficulties, and she gave up thousands to him. Stupid. The scam is being investigated by the police, y'all.
Oh,
who does
God.
This?
Right.
Somebody
stupid.
Well, okay.
Somebody gullible.
I'm not mad that she thought that someone would want to date her and fall in love with her. I am mad that she thought that he needed money from her, though.
But he said because he had financial difficulties. So that's the key, honey. So when you're thinking, like, well, maybe he's going through something. I haven't seen him in a movie lately or whatever. And there you go.
But Jason Statham is always in a movie.
Yeah, like, and he's worth, time. Like, $70 million or something.
She believes
yeah,
it.
Like, did she not check at all? Like, to see how much he makes for one movie?
Right.
He's married, right?
Well,
to, like, a supermodel.
Yeah.
But it's a fan page NTBOT yeah. can create to fan page.
Anybody know a Facebook address? Because Chuck Norris has an email to send.
Right. Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.